Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What is crazy? That's my question today for you folks on What's on Your Mind. Welcome to the program. Six past the hour. I'm Scott Hennon. Kevin Flynn is here. Our super producer is Chris Larson. And this is What's on Your Mind.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Live and direct from Fargo, North Dakota, in the USS of A. Ladies and gentlemen, this is What's on Your Mind. Happy Thursday.
These are the Freedom Matters USA studios.
They are indeed the Freedom Matters USA studios.
Well, what a great group of people they are. I was so impressed at the Candace Owens event. Just phenomenal.
And there's more where that came from.
Oh, just phenomenal people.
More where that came from. Did you know Candace Owens coming to Fargo?
I had heard a rumor. I know her, you know.
Going to be there.
your buddy
Candace.
Yeah, my friend. Not really.
But. NDSU, 17th of October. Put that in your calendar. If you didn't get a chance to get to Bismarck and see Candace Owens, you might want to see her. So I want to talk a little bit about what's crazy today. Let me read you a few headlines. Washington Post, Trump weighed bombing drug labs in Mexico. The Hill, these are swampish news entities, I'll warn you. Trump pondered targeting Mexican drug labs with bombs.
So what? Is that like a current headline?
News. Oh, yeah, this is news.
So what?
Newsweek. Trump's plan to stop drug cartels comes straight out of a Tom Clancy book, says Newsweek.
Well, okay, what's your plan?
The Independent. Trump repeatedly asked to bomb Mexican drug labs, according to a new book. I could go on. There are many others. He raised it several times. Eventually asking a stunned Defense Secretary Mark Esper whether the United States could indeed bomb the labs.
How hard would that be?
This is a quote-unquote bombshell in the book by the New York Times columnist Maggie Haberman that has Washington, D.C. in a tither, clutching their pearls. Oh, my gosh! What was Trump thinking? You know what I'm thinking? I want Trump back. One pill can kill. These are not run by the Mexican government. They're run by terrorist organizations known as drug cartels. So my question for you today on the program, here's how you call us, by the way, 855-200-1776. When you call there, you're given a few options. One of those is to leave a message with your comment. The other is to press 2 and talk to us live on the air. And we would welcome that. 271-1100, our local number as well. Is that crazy? That's my question for you. The swamp thinks it's crazy. The news organizations think it's crazy. Of course, I repeat myself. Swamp is fake news media as well. They think that's crazy. I don't think that's crazy at all. And you know, it is just amazing to me how anything Trump does, they view as crazy. And yet, they fail to realize the current commander-in-chief, I don't know if crazy is the word, but unfit for office certainly is.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you ignore that elephant in the room?
They just wanted the low-hanging fruit, the low-informed voter, the uneducated. I love the uneducated. Now we're going to go, did you see the Trump one, the bomb, drug labs in Mexico? We vacation in Mexico. How can you do that?
Trust me.
It's unbelievable. And they will do it nonstop until 2024 election.
He has no plans to. He had no plans to do anything with your favorite resort location.
Yeah. I mean,
these are drug labs.
You can hear it though, can't you? Unreal.
I think that's perfectly legitimate conversation.
I wonder if fentanyl is a priority for the administration.
I think that there can be no higher priority than what we have been clear is our highest priority.
The queen of word salad.
Oh, isn't that just
anyway
exceptional?
Question of the day. Is it crazy to pursue the idea of bombing a drug lab, knowing the fentanyl crisis in this country we have today? That's my question for you. 855-200-1776, extension 2. Call us at 271-1100, local number. Text us 701-237-1590. While you ponder whether or not that's crazy, is it crazy to try and introduce somebody in a crowd who is deceased? Listen to this yesterday from the White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health. Joe Biden.
And so many of you know so much about this as well, and you're committed. And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help.
Do you remember when he said, hey, stand up, Chuck? Stand up, Chuck? You remember that he was trying to get a guy in a wheelchair in the front row to stand up? This is worse. This is worse than that. The representative that he's talking about died in a car accident.
They must not have updated the script. Or...
well, it wasn't in the script.
Or let him know anything.
He was off the script.
Yeah.
She wasn't... The only thing the White House could say about this, because it became a big deal in the White House press briefing, it was a mess. Clean up in aisle 5. Evidently, he's planning to meet with some family members on Friday of hers, and somehow convoluted these two. But he's saying, where are you? Listen to what he says.
Make this, and so many of you know so much about this as well, and you're committed. And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was.
Where is Jackie? Where's Jackie?
I got nothing. This guy is dangerous. This is beyond funny. This is beyond any. This is bad. It's just bad. Every single day there's something.
So, who's off center here? Someone that wants to take out the drug cartels, or someone who's introducing somebody in the audience who's passed away?
What do we care about something the former president would have, might have, could have done over two years ago? Who cares?
That's another point.
Why don't you say something about the actual problems, crime, the border, inflation, that are actually happening? Oh, you know, Trump could have, he thought he was going to maybe bomb a drug lab.
Andy, on the road, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Andy.
Shut up.
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
I don't think it's crazy at all to wage war on a cartel, any of them. The cartels are as vicious as any terrorist organization in the world. And what they do to one another and the population in general is way worse than being vaporized by a smart bomb. And I think they'd be getting off easy.
I would say they're worse than a lot of the so-called terrorist organizations, too. I mean, the cartels are bone-chilling evil. That is some evil stuff they do.
And they're not shy about it. If you're a denizen of the dark web, you can consistently pull up videos and accounts of some of the extremely vicious things they do to one another.
Do it the Sinaloa way.
If they want to make... The book they were talking about, the Tom Clancy book, is a book called Clear and Present Danger. That's where that phrase comes from. And it was exactly that. Scouts, laser pinpointing. That was the technology back then. They would put a laser on a vehicle or something like that, and a precision smart bomb would come in at the tip, at the end of that laser, and they are, well, they vaporize things almost. And did that a few times, but again, you know, this is just conjecture. We're obviously going to wait till something horrifying happens in America. Then it would be a big problem the federal government can come in and solve, even though they caused it.
Yeah, no kidding. Andy, well said. Appreciate the call very much. 855-200-1776. Crazy to bomb Mexican drug cartels? Drug labs in Mexico? Is that crazy? Trump crazy, or is that a great idea? You tell me.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself in a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
There is another way to minimize your farm's risk and protect its equity with margin protection coverage. This is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease or increase in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect you from changing input costs and crop prices on your farm. Let us help you explore this option between now and September 30th to get you covered. For more information, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated, Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
She's fly, flesh and bone, no touch, society.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios, 20 past the hour, brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. The little plumber since 1908 just gets it done, finds a way. Has been first in Bismarck and now all across the Northern Plains. Commercial operations in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, and Minot. Link service contractor allowing folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners, hundreds of buildings are, in fact, managed by the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons, also the indoor air quality experts. H.A.T. & Sons, to find out more, H.A.T. & Sons, tell them Scott sent you. 21 past the hour, off-air call, questioning whether it would be wise to bomb a drug lab in Mexico.
Bombing a foreign country, that's an international incident. I don't think the, thank God he didn't do it, but I do agree that it should be a priority to get rid of those drug cartels.
How do you get rid of them?
Good point. Good question.
We haven't to this date. The drugs continue to come in. In that case, it's sort of like, in my mind, Pakistan. All right, you go to Pakistan, you say, we got a bad actor there on our map, and we're going to zap them. We're going to send a drone over there. Now, that's technically sovereign territory for Pakistan, but it's also somebody meaning to do us harm. So you go to Mexico and say, tough bounce. We're taking out the drug lab here. And again, it's run by the cartels.
Have you watched any of the Narcos? Narcos series?
I've not.
Narcos Mexico or Narcos? Boy, they're great. I mean, there's a couple of documentaries out there, too, about, the Sinaloa. That's the northern, closest to the border state in Mexico. They kind of run the whole. And then the different parts of Mexico are run by the different kinds of different, cartels. But the evil that they do and the strategy and the tactics that they use are just, written right from the devil's playbook. The MS-13 stuff, that's all that. And if you haven't seen Narcos or any of the Queen of the South is another great series about the cartels, but yeah. And they are neck deep in the Mexican government too. Make no mistake about that. They're running the country.
Question of the day. Yeah, it's the other way around. It's the cartels that run the country.
Oh yeah,
they run the government leaders.
We go to Cozumel a lot because we like to go scuba diving, and we were there's a lot of problems even on the mainland when we were going down like 10 years ago, and I asked one of the police officers, the assistant chief in Cozumel, I said, what about here? He said, no. He says, oh, the cartel kings they come here to vacation, they have homes here, so nothing happens in their backyard. They don't do it, but all the big homes you see in south of Playa del Carmen on the coast and Cozumel, those are all the kingpins of the cartels that vacation in their own country. But they won't let any like that happen then there.
Question of the day, is it crazy to contemplate bombing drug labs? The Swamp thinks Trump's crazy for suggesting it. It's in a new book that came out. It's one of many that are, can you believe Trump did this? It's cottage industry. I don't think it's so crazy. What do you think? 855-200-1776, extension 2. I do have some more crazy for you, though. And it doesn't come from Donald Trump. So we played you a clip of Joe Biden asking for and introducing and looking for a woman who's deceased in the crowd yesterday at an event. Here's another one from a day earlier. A little bit of delusion here. Listen to this.
The stock market, the last guy's measure of everything, is about 20% higher than it was when my predecessor was there. It has hit record after record after record on my watch.
Okay.
What is he talking about?
$7.6 trillion in value have come out of the stock market since Biden took office. 7.6 trillion.
Who is writing that for him?
I don't know.
Who thinks that anyone believes that?
I don't know.
Weigh in on this. That's beyond just a lie. That's a
How do you look at that and say, oh, yeah, sure it is. Yeah, I have a 401k statement I'd like to show you, sir. You tell me this and tell it to the, yeah. Wow.
Wow is right. Dewey in Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dewey.
Help here, Dewey.
Hey, Scott. It's crazy not to want to bomb drug cartels.
They're the crazy ones.
Perfect answer.
You know, absolutely. So here's the deal. COVID shut us down. They stopped all drugs coming across the border. They locked down California. You think it should have been easy for them to figure out who's running what and where. Biden opens up the entire border. It's a free-for-all to bring the drugs back in. And we still have a bigger problem than what we did. And so for Trump wanted to do what he wanted to do, that would have been a great thing.
Couldn't agree with you anymore. And again, they think that's crazy.
Yeah, well, they're crazy. Look at them. Between Biden and Kamala, they're all nuts.
That's why that's the perfect answer, man.
It is.
Yeah.
Great answer, Dewey. Thank
crazy
you.
Crazy not to.
Others welcome at 855-200-1776, extension 2. He mentioned Kamala Harris. I don't think we should pick on her.
Today, the business of our work is for the council to report on the work that has occurred since our last meeting across these areas. We will today also discuss the work yet ahead, the work we must still do.
Okay, I'll clear things up.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Come on. You're picking on the vice president, Kim. Come on.
That's one of my favorites.
Oh, my.
Oh.
I can't resist. One more from Joe Biden. Please help me make some sense of this, okay? Help me make some sense of this.
Let me be clear. If you're in a state where hurricanes often strike, like Florida or the Gulf Coast or into Texas, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now.
What?
Everything is more complicated if you're not vaccinated and a hurricane
what?
Or natural disaster hits.
What?
Let me be clear. You notice they say that all the time, but they never are.
What? How, connect those dots for me. What does a hurricane have to do with vaccination for COVID-19, something, a virus that's over?
Well, because, Big Pharma, there's money to be made yet. Pandemic's not over, although I said it was.
A little chink ching ching.
Of course it is. Follow the money. Always got to keep your money. Get that vaccine. Yeah. Get that booster.
Even he said it was over. 855-200-1776. Help me make some sense of this. And answer our question of the day. Is bombing drug labs in Mexico crazy? Trump wanted to do it. Swamp thinks he's crazy, is he? Tell me.
Reveille, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Hi, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters. You've heard our ads about egress windows. They add sunlight, they provide an escape and add value to your home. All true, but I'd like to let you in on a little secret. You can add an egress window anywhere, even if there's no existing window. I know this because at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Precision Concrete Cutters. 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Hurricane Center announced early Thursday morning that Hurricane Ian was now a tropical storm. Forecasters noted that the storm was still expected to produce strong winds, heavy rains, and storm surge across parts of Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Lee and Charlotte are basically off the grid at this point. Sarasota has 250,000 without power. Hillsborough, 222,000. Pinellas, 150,000. Manatee, 129,000.
Seattle, Washington-based Amazon.com announced a pay increase for hourly workers in the United States, up to $19 an hour, costing Amazon $1 billion more in their labor costs. The National Association of Realtors is reporting pending home sales are down across the United States again, dropping 24% in August compared to a year ago. USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
With an earthquake, birds and snakes and airplane, Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
Lunch today, PetroServe USA looking good. Pulled pork today, 12th and I-29 in Valley City location. Valley City also has French dip. Harwood, come on in for some home cooking. Salisbury steak today. Chicken fettuccine or biscuits and gravy. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Mmm, good. Macaroni and beef with tomato sauce on MP Avenue. Meatloaf on 45th and Fargo. And, of course, that 4-for-4 deal, the inflation buster. Can't believe that. Still $4 for a hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 homemade cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. Wow. Pretty darn good. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You just tell them Scott sent you. Emailer Raleigh says, bet on it that if he gets reelected in 2024, bombing of the Mexican drug labs will happen by Trump. If he gets reelected. Are we doubting that? Mike in Western North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning. How many decades have we declared this? The declaration on drug, the war on drugs has been declared. It's about time that America does something. It's past time, and the only problem would be the collateral damage.
Which would be what?
Oh, the other innocent people being hurt. Typical, you know, typical war type stuff.
But if you're targeting an actual drug lab, would be many innocent people there. Depending on how
they could have it right in the middle of Mexico City. You know, that's kind of a problem. So
yeah, that's true. They're probably smart enough to hide them like that.
But we've had, you know, this ever since I was a little kid, where there was a declaration on Mexico and the war on drugs, and they're winning. They have been the whole time. So maybe it's time America actually steps up and does something about it.
Yeah, I love this discussion because it feels like we're actually rolling up our sleeves and doing something about it rather than just lamenting the fact that, you know, fentanyl is, you know, a killer, and the drug overdoses that are happening are causing you know, havoc in our communities everywhere, big and small. So feels like, okay, good. We got a plan. We're going to do something about it, doesn't it, Mike?
Sure. I hope so. I hope so. We'll see.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks.
Right. Appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you. Others welcome. 855-200-1776, extension 2.
But I'm sure the highest priorities are those that they have expressed as their highest priorities to be prioritized in the priority categories that the priorities need to be prioritized
in. Are you channeling the vice president right now?
Text says, great advice from President Biden. If you live in a hurricane state, Florida, Texas, Biden says the most important thing you should be is vaccinated. I didn't know they made hurricane vaccines. The man's a genius.
He actually said that. Listen,
let me be clear.
if you're in a state where hurricanes often strike, like Florida or the Gulf Coast or into Texas, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now. Everything is more complicated if you're not vaccinated and a hurricane or natural disaster hits.
What do these people have to do with the other? I don't understand.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But to say that he's had record gains, et cetera, in the stock market, too, is, I mean, it's not even that they're out of touch. They are just, it's like they're sitting in a room somewhere just making stuff up. You know, hey, write this down. It's like, Hollywood. I mean, what are you talking about?
But they think
it's real.
Trump's the crazy one.
Yes. They think this is all valid.
And he's the genius.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Let's go to Cavalier, North Dakota. See what James has to say. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, James.
Hey, bombing this drug cartel should be a no-brainer. These drug cartels have caused more death to America than any wars we fought. Civil War, World War One, World War Two, the Vietnam War, the Gulf War, and the Iraq War. These people, that Mexico should be warned and told we are coming. We are taking care of this problem once and for all. We're going to exterminate these cockroaches. And if you don't like it, too bad. Clean up your country. They're our neighbor. If you have a neighbor that has got a yard that's a disgusting mess that's causing you problems, you have it cleaned up.
Well said. Couldn't agree with you anymore. Deal with the problem.
These people are causing death. This shouldn't even be a discussion. It needs to be taken care of. If Ronald Reagan was president today and it's gotten this bad, he would have taken care of it.
They are at war with us.
Exactly. 100%. And killing our children and our future.
And we're paying for that effort. Yeah, getting rich doing it. Yeah. Exactly, buddy. You bet.
Yep.
The death rates are just unbelievable.
And any of our elected officials that don't think this is a good idea, I don't know. We are with our elected officials these days.
I think it's pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because again, the story from the book is, you know, Trump actually asked the Secretary of Defense about this, for crying out loud. Thanks, James. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I think it would have been a 2-4 because you wipe out the cartel, and then China has no place to run their fentanyl and hurt their economy, and that would be a dang good thing to do. Nothing wrong with that. And by the way, Mark Levin refers to Maggie Hagerman or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Maggot. Forget that. Get that one down there.
I'll leave it to the great one, huh?
Yeah.
Love him.
Oh. Yeah, she's the ultimate swamp dweller.
See about that.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you. Others welcome at 855-200-1776, extension 2. 855-200-1776, extension 2. Emailer.
You know, he's right about the deaths, too. I mean, in 2015... overdose deaths in the country, 52,000. By 2019, 70,000. Last year, or 2020, nearly 100,000 people dead from overdoses. I mean, it's
a war.
And the fentanyl thing just piled on all of it. Like, we can't even imagine.
It's a flat-out war. Emailer Dan says, Congress authorized the U.S. military to be used for drug interdiction way back in the 90s. The U.S. military was used on land, sea, and air to track and intercept drug carriers in international waters or airspace and hand it over to U.S. law enforcement to pick up once they hit U.S. territorial waters or land. Marines and soldiers were used on the Mexican border. So it's not a far stretch to bomb a drug lab. It would require the agreement of Mexico, but drug labs blow up all the time. So just don't claim credit. Get caught or be wrong. And be stealthy. Yeah, I mean, we do special operations all the time. If you're taking one on that is about saving lives, makes a whole lot of sense. 855-200-1776, extension 2. to weigh in on the program. Actually, when you call the toll-free telephone number at 855-200-1776, you got a couple of options here, one to leave a message and one to talk to us live on the air. We love it when you talk to us live on the air. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. John, on the road, you're next on What's On Your Mind. What's your question, John?
Hey, Scott. I travel a lot for work, and I used to listen to you on the other station because I can pick it up everywhere, and you're not on there anymore. Where'd you go?
We are not on 550 anymore. As of Monday morning, that change was made there. They decided to go with a different local program rather than the syndicated show that we do, What's On Your Mind here.
Well, I'm going to have to tell my boss I need to stay closer to the eastern part of the state, though.
Well, when you stray outside the eastern part of the state, there's always the app, because you can take us with you wherever you're at. Right there on your phone, Bluetooth it. You got it big time. Just AM 1100, the flag, WZFG, AM 1100, the flag, WZFG. Just get the app, John, and you'll be able to hear the show just like always.
All right, Scott, I appreciate you. Appreciate your show, everything you guys are doing. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thank you very much. Don't be afraid to tell the folks at 550 that wasn't the best decision they made either. Nothing wrong with that.
I got a text into them already.
All right. Thank you, John. Bye. Appreciate the call. Speaking of text, you can text us, too, 701-237-1590. Let's get to a few of those. Drug cartel money is everywhere. There's a reason Mexico denied U.S. support in the fight against the Mexican drug cartels. That drug money plays a vital role in economic stability. Let's kill our kids so we can be a little more economically stable.
And provide that to Mexico.
We are.
That's a fact.
They're real smart there.
They are entrenched in the government in that country. They are truly running things down there.
Here's another text. I think people are getting tired of the swamp playing the blame game on conservatives and Trump, and not taking blame for their own irresponsible actions and lies, making the American people suffer. When Christ spoke in the temple, the swamp people back then accused him of deceiving the people. Those who have common sense reasoning and attempt to speak the truth and expose the lies, as Trump was trying to do, are accused of the same. I think it highly commendable for a person to be accused on the same level as Christ, the Son of the living God Almighty, the supreme judge and ruler of the universe. What an honor. Amen. How many people are in the court system and jail system directly or indirectly related to drugs, costing us millions and devastating people's lives? It's a good question from another listener there. Scott, the only way it makes no sense, that is to bomb the drug labs, is if you're getting paid off by the drug cartel like the Mexican government. I got it. Doesn't make any sense. Can you play Biden again? I want to know what he was smoking.
He's not smoking anything.
The man
was just old.
Not fit for office. Somebody else said, was it crazy to get rid of bin Laden? Yeah.
Great question. Great point.
I don't know which Biden clip you were referring to. My favorite from yesterday was when he's asking for a deceased member of Congress to...
When did she pass?
Be recognized.
When was she in the accident? Was it recently? Is it just that he wasn't updated, or he maybe heard it at one? That's what I'm wondering when.
The press secretary said that he's meeting with the family on Friday, but I think it's been several months. I can look here. Here's what he said, though. Yesterday at the White House.
And so many of you know so much about this as well in your community. And I want to thank all of you here, including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
At Butler Machinery, we are all about building long-term relationships founded on trust. Butler's biggest build today is recruiting for many open positions across all locations. Butler Machinery Company is a third-generation family-owned business that offers competitive wages, amazing benefits, and an unmatched 100% company-paid retirement plan. For more information on all open positions, apply today at butlermachinery.com.
Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In the Freedom Matters USA studios. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon, 11 before the top of the hour. Jim, the flagpole guy, in just a moment here. Here is that clip that I ran out of time to play you before the break that the listener asked to hear again.
And so many of you know so much about this as well, and you're committed. And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this.
She was going to be here.
But she died in August.
Right. Not like this was recent.
I could give him the benefit of the doubt if it was like last weekend or something. You know what I mean? Where we wouldn't know something that just happened. But
oh, boy.
Not funny anymore.
It is not funny.
It's not funny anymore.
No.
It never really was, but...
And you should have seen him leaving the stage, too. First lady had to say, no, go here. And then she got ahead of him and kind of wandered back into the portfolio, platform, rather. It was not pretty at all. Texter says, Scott, a Dickinson listener here. I tried to listen to 550 for 2 days. They made a huge mistake. I downloaded the 1100 app yesterday. Hello, Dickinson. Glad to have you aboard. Thank you very much. Scott, would it be possible to get Mark Levin on your show? Be great if you could. We've had Mark on before. He's written a few books. And
he's rather busy, man. He's got TV, radio show.
He's got a lot going on.
He's got a lot going on. But, yeah, we've had him on before.
Another says, always knew the Vice President Harris was a social liberal communist, but when she said she was all for North Korea, they are our allies and our comrades, I lost it. Yeah, we kind of have a major international incident because Kamala Harris was praising North Korea, obviously misspeaking, and wanting to praise South Korea.
The teleprompter was out of focus, so she she missed that.
Are you serious? Is that what they said?
I don't know. These people read everything, so I mean.
Crazy. Jim the Flagpole Guy is here, the one, the only, ladies and gentlemen, joins us every Thursday on the program.
My man!
There he is, folks. How are you?
I'm all right, Scott. You know, I've had the unfortunate ability to choose not to really listen to radio this week. I had to take a break because I really needed to focus on the business, and then I hear bits and pieces, and I'm really not missing much. It's the same old fake people running a fake guy who's got dementia who really was installed and shouldn't be there, and it's a shame for America. But what I focused on just this week, I'll be back, but what I focused on this week was the beautiful people, the heroic people of America. I just have special thanks to the Thorntons down here in Selby, South Dakota. You know, Mr. Irv and his wife Judy, they love their son very much, and they made sure he had a flagpole. And it's been taking me a long time to get down here, you know, but I finally made it, and what a delight these people are. And, you know, pass out in the combine, you know, and they're out in the fields, they're getting their crops off. Mom and Dad are, we had such a nice time yesterday pouring the concrete for the foundation and everything. You know, this is what's real, you know. I get to celebrate what's real. I live in real every day. And I just love America. I love the American people, especially of the plains. They're hardworking, loving people. And we're going to get through all this, and we just need to take hope in our God and each other. And as the world burns, we're gonna be all right. I don't know. Just happy to still be able to do this at the age of 57. So thankful for all my customers, and they're waiting on me. And you know, we're going strong, Scott. And God bless America.
You always do, Jim. You always do. You find a way. And you know, every flag's a story. Every presentation is unique. That's what we love about what you do day in and day out. Where are you at in South Dakota now?
Yeah, Selby, South Dakota. Here, the Thorsten farm. Just up from the river. What a beautiful view they have. The crew's out in the field getting ready to go. And, overlooking the beautiful Missouri River. Just a delight to be here. I got to stay at a really fun resort down the hill. It's just a great place.
Fantastic. Jim the Flagpole Guy, usflagpoleguy.com. You can also call him at 701-571-FLAG. and plan your flag presentation.
Checking in from the real world, brother.
That's right.
That's what we're talking about.
The real world.
The real world, real people that get up and do the next great thing for the next great reason. They honor their God. They honor their community. They honor each other. They don't lie to gain power. They don't cheat. They just do what the traditional American has done. We need to continue to do that.
God bless you, Jim.
Amen, brother.
Thanks for the time, as always.
God bless you, guys.
God bless you. God bless America, as he says. Jim, the flagpole guy. A little bit of breaking news. Mortgage rates, 6.7% now. Their highest since 2007. More on that with the news, and we'll be back with more What's on Your Mind straight ahead.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciate that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.